Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. What is our beautiful message for today?
Okay.
All right, it's time to. Ow. All right, this one's hitting me hard. It's time to take a stand in what you believe in. And then I hear career change. Okay, so not necessarily career change, but possibly staying in the same career field, but just different job. And then I hear all one and the same in regards to this message. Okay, so it is about looking at your trajectory in life and where you're going. If you are struggling to believe you are on the right path or you are on the right job, you're like, honor that thought process. And then start looking inwards as to what do you want to create? What do you want to feel at a job? How do you want it to enhance your life, not deplete your life? So to be able to do that is look at the things that are depleting you in your current job and ask yourself why you believe, wow, they are depleting you. What aspects of that role depletes you? And is this something you can change? Is this a choice or habit that you have created? You're like, really look in depth at those things that are depleting you at your job. They may not be depleting you. They may be showing you a way. They may be showing you aspects of yourself that you may want to dive deeper into. Some healing work, possibly, some understanding about areas that you may have judgments, areas that you may not feel well about yourself. Maybe you're judging yourself, or there's a different perception that needs to be done. You're like, all in that, look at what is depleting you. There are things in life you cannot change. There are things in life that company where you're at is set. Do you want to continue to follow that belief system when it just doesn't resonate with you? You can't change your views anymore because they just do not align with you. You're like, then it's time to go. It's okay to leave. It's okay to say yes to yourself and give yourself permission to just follow a different path.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, I have a. It's actually it's a. It is a. I'll call it career, but career story. So anyway, years ago, I was at a place where one of the things that I was asked to do was to make the coffee, set the coffee pot up the evening before, and put on a timer. And this really bothered me because it had nothing to do with my job. I was so irritated by it, so irritated by it. And it drained me because I was so judgy about it, right? And every time I do it, I was complaining in my head, and blah, blah, blah. And I was judgy about a lot of the things in that career, too. So this particular one stands out because to me, it's just very funny. So judgy, I just remember it. And finally, I was there and I had tuned in and I couldn't leave right then, but my ambition was to leave, which I did eventually. So in the interim, I worked on myself to become like really involved in this coffee process, and I will share that I eventually loved making the coffee.
Awesome.
I still left.
Yep, that's okay.
But that obviously that experience still sticks with me. That coffee pot thing comes to me when I get all judgy about things, when I feel things sucking away my energy, and sometimes I just can't shift something. That's when I know, like, okay, I can't shift it. Doesn't align, like you said, Kim, and there's change needs to happen. But I've surprised myself at times when I've been able to shift something, and I'll say, remember the coffee pot? And I mean, I kid you not, I had like deep joy as I was making this coffee and blessing the people that were going to drink it in the morning, that they'd have, experienced joy from it and start their day off well. And it was coffee I'd never drink, and I love coffee.
Wow. You played with it.
I
You turned
did.
it
I
into a little
did.
bit of a game.
And we talk about that a lot. So, you know, just to bring a little levity to lighten things up a little bit, because sometimes when we find out what's draining in our life, it's not super fun to look at that.
Yep.
But it's very important. And you can do it with that game mindset in mind. And
yep.
It took me, it wasn't overnight. I had to practice. I like incrementally worked my way away from like resentment and judgy, intensive resentment and judgy, into that, you know, like basically a deep love for it. It was a process. It's
yep.
so valuable. It was so valuable because it's something I still use today. The coffee pot way.
And you know what the most beautiful thing is about that? Is when you learn to appreciate those things that annoy you or that you're very judgy, you actually give yourself them permission to let it go.
Yeah.
So it creates more doorways to open up for you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Ah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff again, as always, Kim. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Until next time.